There's a famous Mordechai. The Mordechai is in Berakat Cheles. That he quotes the Rashi Darvish. And he says the following. If somebody finds on Shabbos that his tzitzis is possible, can he pull, go ahead, and his tzitzis was pulled out. Can he wear a talis? Because you can't put on the tzitzis. So the Rashi Darvish says you cannot. You have to take out the tzitzis. Because you are putting on a packet without tzitzis. You cannot do it. So the Mordechai quotes the Ri. And the Ri says the following. The Ri says no. Because there's no isur to wear a baget without tzitzis. The mitzvah is if you have a baget, you wear a cloth of four corners, you have to put on tzitzis. But the time when you do that, if you put the baget, if you put the cloth, and you put the talis on Shabbos, and you can't do it because you're onus. You can't tie it on Shabbos. So you're onus. If you're onus, you don't have a problem. So therefore he says, the locha is you could put it. So the Shagesari explains the machloik is between them, between the Rashi Darvish and the Ri is the following. What is the mitzvah tzitzis? The mitzvah tzitzis, the pasuk says, also lahem tzitzis. You have to make a tzitzis. If you have a baget, you put on a tzitzis. So it's a positive commandment to do it. There's nothing wrong to wear a cloth without tzitzis. Only if you wear it without tzitzis, you're mevatel a mitzvah tzitzis. But the second that you put on the baget, you put on the talis, and he doesn't have a tzitzit, and he's on Shabbat, and you cannot do it, you're onus. So therefore, there's no problem. Masha'enki, the Rashi Darvish holds the opposite, that the idea is that the tzitzit is a din on the baget. Wearing the clothing, wearing the talis, you are not onus. You cannot wear the talis. But he holds that even though it's a mitzvah sense, but it's part and parcel of the levishas baget. So the mindset of wearing the baget is in itself also to wear the baget which doesn't have a tzitzis. And that's a machloikis between them. So the question is, number one, what's a machloikis between them? If that's a din mitzvah esse, or is it a din of the baget? But the Klichemda quotes a Primi Godim. The Primi Godim Rosh Hashanah says the following. The Gemara in Beya has a shaila that the Mishnah Beya says that you could send a cloth of kilayim on Yontif. And the Gemara has a whole problem. How can you use it? What's the usage of a baget that is made out of linen and wool? How can you use it? You can't use it, so how can you sell it on Yontif? So the Gemara has a shaila. So the Rosh Hashanah asks, why don't you tell me tzitzis? We know that tzitzis is doich kilayim. If you have tzitzis, you could wear linen and wool together. So why don't you say that that's the case? Says the Rosh Hashanah, he says, tzitzis is not doich kilayim on Shabbos. On Shabbos, a tzitzis, wearing a talis that's made out of linen and wool, even though usually there's no problem. But on Shabbos you can't. Why? Because of the Ri. The Ri tells you that technically you don't have to put on the tzitzis, right? If you have a talis without tzitzis, you're onus. So technically you can't get away with it. So therefore it's not doich. So the Klichemda says, the Poshup Shat in the Rosh Hashanah tells you that there is no mitzvah tzitzis on Shabbos. The same way there's no tefillin on Shabbos, there's no tzitzis on Shabbos.
Even though that the mitzvah of tzitzis was given special on Shabbos.
That is the problem. He says, the Orachaim HaKodesh, the Orachaim HaKodesh quotes the Medrash, that why is tzitzis, why does it come out after the Mekoshe? The story of the person was cutting wood or gathering wood on Shabbos, tzitzis comes out afterwards. So the Yalkut says, because Klal Yisrael said, you know something, you don't have tefillin on Shabbos. Because tefillin is a noise, and Shabbos is a noise. You can't wear tefillin on Shabbos. So therefore, it's easy to forget about it. So that's why the Mekoshish transgress Shabbos. So they asked Hashem, give us a mitzvah to remind us of Shabbos. To Shabbos. What mitzvah was given? Tzitzis. According to Rosh Hashanah, there's no mitzvah tzitzis on Shabbos. That's the kasha of the Klichemda. I told you that the Klichemda says, tzitzis is a mitzvah seser shas mangrom. Why? Because it's the day and night. According to the Rosh Yosef, it's a mitzvah seser shas mangrom because it doesn't apply on Shabbos. And he says, Chas v'Shalom, even though the Rosh Yosef writes that mina shomayim they show me this, it's a mistake. Probably defaulting. That's what the Klichemda. Now, I want to tie that the Klichemda, I think the Rosh Yosef still is right. What the Rosh Yosef is saying is, it's a big shail of what's doiche. There is an esse, there is a positive commandment that's doiche lo isase. Is the kiyum ha-mitzvah or the bitul ha-mitzvah? In other words, is the kiyum to be mekayem the mitzvah is doichen, or to avoid the mitzvah from being transgressed. So the Rosh Yosef is holding that what tzitzis is doichen kilayim is to avoid the mitzvah from becoming bottle. But since on Shabbos anyway the mitzvah is not bottle, because even if you don't put it on Shabbos, there's no problem, so it's not doichen. But in a chinami, if you have, you mekayem the mitzvah. And the two questions that remain on this are two questions. Question number one is, why is tzitzis on Shabbos a reminder and tefillin not? And also, according to the Rosh Yosef, it comes out that tzitzis, if you want to know trivia, is not doiche kilayim on Shabbos. What's the machshava behind it? And what's the machloikis between the Rashmi Darvish and the Ri? And the third question, what says the Shagisadek Yvalik Chiddush? Today, we don't have tcheles. And the big question is, we don't have tcheles, so we wear tzitzis without tcheles. One second, how can you do that? Don't wear a baggage shalar b'kanfus. Why do we wear a talis and put yourself in a situation that you don't have tcheles? So he says, according to the Ri's very geshmak. Why? Because to put on the talis, there's no issue. Elamai, once you put on the talis, you have a chiyuv to put on tzitzis. On that, you're honest. But the question is, the Rashmi Darvish, who holds that also to, once there is a mitzvah, it's also to wear the beggar without the mitzvah. How can we wear a beggar without cheles? Says the Rosh Yosef in Shabbos, that even though the Rashmi Darvish holds that there is a yisur on wearing the beggar without tzitzis, that's only by the lovin. The chuk teit cheles, for sure he agrees with the Ri, it's only a mitzvah to put on. And therefore, on that you run almost. So says the Rosh Yosef, that's a posh pshat in the Rosh Yosef, that the chutei lovan, it's an issur to wear the beggar without the chutei lovan. And therefore he says on Shabbos you can't do it. But tcheles is only a mitzvah to put on tcheles, it's not a din on the beggar. And therefore, today, you put the beggar, there's nothing wrong, you can put on the tzitzis. And the question that also remains is, why is that? Why is the difference between tcheles and lovan? And I'll ask you a final question. And by the way, this idea of the Rosh Yosef is really ready in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah putting lovan, the Rambam says, is an extension of the baget. The lovan is an extension of the baget. That's what the pasuk says. We also tzitzis. You should make it. You should extend the baget with the tzitzis. The tcheles is different. The tcheles you have to put around the tzitzis. And that's the mitzvah called Venosnu Alatzitzis Kanaf Tilcheles. So one is Asiya, in other words, says the Rambam, makes men nakiminas, like this, that the tzitzis is an extension of the baget. That's why the Rashmi Darvish holds that if you don't have tzitzis, you can't wear the baget because it's a din on the baget. But the tcheles is a separate mitzvah. It says you should put on the tzitzis tcheles. And therefore, on that, you agree to the Ri. And the question was the difference. And the number three, I'll tell you the famous kshtira that the Maral asks. Why do we have mitzvah tzitzis? So the poshut pshat is because of Shem. Shem comes, his father was naked, and Shem put a cloth to cover him. So as the Gemara says, he was zoicher the talis mitzvah. But then there's another chazal. Chazal say that when Avraham Avinu said, "Bichud v'atzrochnal," that Avraham did not want to get from the kings, not even a thread, he was zoicher to chut tzitzis. So one second. Was Shem Zoyche to tzitzis or was Avraham Avinu? Says the Maral, there's no kasha. The baggage of tzitzis, the talis, that's Shem, because Shem covered his father. Tzitzis. But the chuti and tzitzis, the extension, the chuti and tzitzis is from Avraham. The question is, baggage of tzitzis, there's no mitzvah on the baggage. Who cares about the baggage? What Shem got the baggage, what got a talis without tzitzis? What's a talis without tzitzis? So to repeat the questions, what's the difference between if it's a mitzvah on the beged, it's a mitzvah to do it, the difference between lovan and cheles, where Shabbos is not doiche kilayim, where tzitzis is a remembrance of Shabbos, and what's the idea of Shem to be zoiche the beged and the tzitzis to be Avraham Avinu? To answer all this, I want to mention to you a Meshech Chochmah. This Meshech Chochmah, if you have a chance to ever learn a Meshech Chochmah, this is the Meshech Chochmah you should learn. The Meshech Chochmah says something unbelievable. It says God created the world. The creation of the world is a creation. But God created the world incomplete. He left room for us to be able to do something, for us to do our contribution. I always say, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, great is the God Asher Sam Shamot Baretz. God is great that he created desolation in the world. So the Gemara in Brocha says, Al Tikri Shamois, don't say desolation, you should say names. God created names on the earth. First of all, the Pasuk says desolation, and Chazal changed it to names. What does that mean? And what, God is great because he created desolation? But the answer is very simple. According to the Meshachom, it's Givaldik. God is great because he created room desolation. He didn't create a world which is perfect. He created a world which is imperfect to allow us to have a name, to make a name for ourselves. Because otherwise, we'll be completely irrelevant. So Shomis and Shemis is the shame. God created desolation to give us a name. Sadly, that's why Behi Baram, God created the world Behi Baram, Chazal say, Artikli Behi Baram, Ela Be'Avrom. Because Avraham Avinu was the one who realized God is a creator, but we have a mission here. We have to do it. I always say that stuff between Shem and Avraham. Shem was had a yeshiva, but Shem sat in the yeshiva in an ascetic place, and he said, okay, I'm going to be out of the world. Avraham Avinu said, I'm a good person. I have to make the world better. He was a big cut of people. He went ahead and he decided to go ahead and to create a family. He wanted to make the world a better world. That's behavior of that's Avraham. That's why it says in the Bria that God, what the world was creating, and God screamed that the world should stop. That's the name Shaddai. Shaddai is Mi Shamar Lamodai. He told the world stop. He says why? Because the world wanted to get to completion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu screamed to the world, stop it. I'm stopping in the middle of the tracks because I want humans to be my partners. The Sfasem always says, Asher Barai Lokim Lasol. God created the world to be made, for us to go ahead and participate. By the way, if anybody knows the history of modern science, which is modern science, we start with Copernicus to Newton, what the idea that the world is imperfect of imperfection. And that's the opposite of Christianity. Christianity believes the world was perfect and we brought imperfection. But the whole modern science was that medicine and etc., the world is imperfect, you have to create antibiotics and all kinds of stuff. Was built on this Jewish idea that the world was created imperfect and we are here to create the tikkun. Says the Beshe Chochma. The world is called the clothing of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Oite oir kasalma. Because the world, everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Kadosh Baruch Hu put to us some kind of a vestment, some kind of a cover to hide himself from us. So the world hides or covers or creates a surface to God. That's why the world is called the clothing of God. That's why the word Bogad, which is Beit, Gimel, and Dalet, which is Beged, is also rebellion. Because since God is hidden, he allows us to rebel. So the world is the clothing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world is hiding, is giving glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzitzis tells us that when you have a Beged, it's our mandate to continue the Beged. The Beged is unfinished. So the tzitzis is our continuation. That's how we continue tying. We continue weaving the Beged. That's why it says the Rambam, the tzitzis is an extension of the Beged. And that's why it's unfinished. Because lo alechav lo halimor, we are not supposed to be finishing. We're supposed to continue it. By the way, I always say, why is tzitzis only on a square Beged, not on a round Beged? Because the Yerushalmi says God created the world and God has nothing that was created by natural forces which is square. So he asks, there is a grisa meruba. Says, doesn't mean meruba, means actually a better metachobi. There's nothing square in the world. All creation is round. Why? Because round, it's the beginning, the point of origin and the point of destination the same. You go back to where you are, you don't create anything. Square, you define where you go when you turn. It's human intervention is square. That's why the idea of square is human and the idea of circle is divine. One is yidia, one is bechira. One is predetermination, is the circle. That's why we always say in the Pasuk, Yan cheini b'maglit tzedek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall allow us to walk in the world of the circle, to create a square within the circle. That's why only a square beged has tzitzis, because it's our ability to continue. That's why we also have tzitzis. The mitzvah is to continue, and that's why you tie it and you create kesher, because you have a kasher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you don't finish, because lo alechav al chelmon. Tcheles, the idea of Tcheles is connected to Kisei HaKovet, is the idea that we have to realize that as much as we do, there is a wrap around in the world which is godly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. We cannot do without it. So we wrap around in our asiyah, in our doing, we put on the tcheles, to realize tcheles is the cold blue, right? Blue is the color the Ramban says called tcheles. Tcheles means tachlis atzvoim, is the unblocked color. If you look at something, the sky, there's no blockage, it always turns blue, because the whole atmosphere turns blue. The idea is that we have something out there that's making and allowing us to do. There is something wrapping us around that enables us to do things. That's what we take the tzitzis and we put there on tcheles. The boy said, if that's the tzitzis, you understand. That's machlokes the Rashi Darvish and the Mordechai. Is it a din in the beged? That the beged of the world, there is a din, that there is an unfinished? Or is it a din on us to finish the world? But tcheles is a din on our asiyah. Clearly, tcheles is not a din in the world. Tcheles is when you do our ishtadlus, we have to realize and to wrap around that there is a wrapping around of hashgacha that enables us to do what we have to do. That's why tzitzis is actually the idea of Shabbos. Shabbos is the acknowledgement that we have a mission in the world, but it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we have to rest, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and enabled us. Tzitzis is the ultimate remembrance of Shabbos. That's why tzitzis was giving us to remind us of Shabbos. And that's why, by the way, it's not doing kilayim. Kilayim is the imperfection of the world. Because we're in a world that their forces have to be separate. The humans are here to blend the forces. That's why tzitzis is doing kilayim. But on Shabbos, which is the day that we step back from the creation, we can do with the kilayim. And that's the word of Shem. Shem was makir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the world is the clothing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you have makir the clothing, then you could go ahead and extend. Avraham Avinu could never come if not for Shem. Shem was the one who was makir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kelelion koine shamayim v'aretz. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kelelion. So he created the baguette. He showed the world as a baguette. Avraham Avinu could come here to say, I want to continue the baguette. If not for Shem, for us to continue the world would mean that we believe the koich v'yotzem yodi, that you are the ones doing it. So that's what the Maharal says. Hashem is the one who coined the baguette, and Avraham Avinu is the one who did it. Which, by the way, you should know, that's why the idea that the world is clothing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only Jewish. It's Shem. Shem is the Semitics. The Islam believes that. The Buddhism believes it. This is a much more what's called universal belief, the baguette. The idea that we are here to continue and to extend the God created the world incomplete, that's uniquely Jewish. That's Jewish. That's why Avraham Avinu was zoich to tzchut tzitzis, and Shem was zoich to the baguette. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us indeed to use that when you see the tzitzis is that we're completing the world, and that's the message of Shabbos, and should be a yilui nishmas, the thing the person passes away. Is the idea that there is something missing, because everybody has a mission, and that mission is to help a person to pass away.